This is the Paul Gough Audio Experience, whether you call yourself a PT, a physical therapist, or a physiotherapist. And wherever you're listening to this right now, this is for you. It is me revealing everything I can to help make you a more successful business owner. Thanks for listening. It means the absolute world to me.
I'll think big for you, Alison.
Thanks. I needed that. But
I have bigger dreams for you than you do.
Yeah, you definitely do. You didn't convince me. I filmed the radio ad this week.
Good.
And just being in the studio, like, how I got invited to two other shows, like just being there, you know, it's pretty cool.
I keep saying it to you, and this is not to you, but to everybody listening, you start something good shit happens. Most people's problems, they can't start anything. I've said this before, you and I have got one massive problem, and here it is. All of us, every single one of us, every one of us, from the minute we're born and those eyes open, we need certainty. We crave it. We want it. We've been taught from day one that certainty, nice little house, go get married, go do this school thing. Like, all of it really is a path and a trajectory that somebody designed and put us down in order to get what we believe is going to be certainty. Every one of us, the stuck masses, have been indoctrinated more and more and more into this system, this path, this whatever. And the more I watch it, and the more I understand it, and I'm very reflective on things. I'm candid and brash and all this, but I'm very reflective on what's happening to try and make sense of it all, because it don't fucking make any sense to me, none of it. There's that much unhappiness and that much failure and that much debt, and there's that much tears, and there's that many like worried people living. It's like not getting any better, right? But you understand what we're trying to do. Everybody's wrestling with certainty, and that's what we're all going for. And it doesn't exist, right? Like in any realm. But what it stops a business owner doing is a radio ad and going, let's have a go and see what happens. Well, what if it don't work? Oh, well, let's stop it. No, let's stop it. Like, accountant, stop it. No, like, stop it. Well, what's the ROI? Well, why don't we just have a go, dude? Like, I've been around here long enough now. I'm not risking the farm. Like, this is not going to bring the house down. My kids are not getting pulled out of school if this goes wrong. Let's have a go and see what happens. Well, what if it doesn't work? Well, let's define not working. My first response to you is, how did you feel? I bet you, and go on, how did you feel?
It was incredible. It was awesome.
Fucking amazing. I bet you felt absolutely like a fucking celebrity, right? Mm-hmm. Sitting in a radio studio with your headphones on, like an Adele style fucking room, like that's peak Alison, right? These are the things I keep telling you about. Like, you've got to manufacture some of this shit. And then if I'm you, right, I'm going in that radio studio, I'm fucking walking out owning the thing. I'm like, how do I come back and buy this fucking thing, right? I want more of this. Right, then the next thing I do, I want to be at a place, I want to feel that way again. It's like, okay, how can I just buy my way into that network? How can I get to feel that way again? There has to be a little bit of uncertainty in what I do. There has to be a little bit of risk, but the stars align looking back. And that's the bit that you nail. I can't wait to ask you in 2 years who you've met on this journey. That second radio show, it might not be the first, but the second radio show you've now been invited on, somebody's going to hear you speak and go, I need you to come and speak. And I'm flying you to here on a jet to come and talk to this thing. And then all of a sudden, there'll be a picture of you on Facebook with a fucking private jet that you're getting on out of some airport out the back of your house, flying to California to speak at this massive fucking conference, the pelvic floor PTs, and everybody's going to go, oh, how lucky he has it. Oh, she's just born with a fucking silver spoon in her mouth, and she's like, you know, everything works out for Alison, and she's just so blessed, and she's so lucky, and God's on her side that day, and whatever else, right? It's like, fucking isn't, right? She got off her ass and did the fucking thing that you wouldn't, basically. And she was comfortable with risk, and she was comfortable with getting something wrong, and she was comfortable with how she felt about getting something wrong, and she was a little bit frightened about it, and it took her just out of her comfort zone enough to get there, not enough to block completely. But when you tap into that, that's the magic that happens, and it's going to happen to all of you. And that's the bit you've got to play. What will happen next as a result of that? Nothing stupid, nothing reckless, nothing risking the farm. Right? I'm not here to advocate red or black, right? We're not going into a casino. But these types of decisions, let's just start the workshop and see what happens. Let's just put my health expert news magazine on Facebook and see how many people go, wow, Keith, that's amazing. Wow, Keith, that reminds me I need to come back. Wow, Keith, like long overdue and well-deserved, Keith. Wow, Keith, that's amazing. Boom, boom, boom. Let's just put it on Facebook ad. Spend $5 a day and just see if a health expert, newspaper article guy reads it and rings me. Let's put it in the bio of my LinkedIn. Let's put it in all my email funnels. Let's put it a big fucking sign in your window. Blow the thing up to as big as you can possibly get and don't even ask the fucking permission of the landlord to stick the fucking thing in the window. We're doing it anyway. Make him come knock on the door and ask you to take it down and see what happens. And when he comes, give him 10 to give to his business owner fucking friends to see if they need any treatment. That's how you live. Everything else is running fucking scared. Everything else is retreat. Everything else is procrastinate. Everything else is wait. Everything else is passive. Literally, stick the fucking image of that health expert news thing in the fucking front door so every time somebody walks in, they see your fucking face on the front page of health expert news. Let's start there and fucking own the thing. And then when the next door guy complains and he comes in to complain about it, give him 10 copies. That's going on the attack. That's creating mayhem. That's what we do. Stop playing it fucking safe.
Thank you for listening to Paul Gough's audio experience. If you're brand new to Paul's world, head on over to paulsmarketingbook.com where you can get started with his number one best-selling marketing book for physical therapists. Or if you've been listening to the show for a while, you like what you hear and you think that you could benefit from this type of help to accelerate the growth and profitability of your practice, reach out to Paul's team at paul@paulgough.com and tell us exactly what you're looking for. And by the way, if you know someone who would benefit from today's show, please share it with them. And if you've got any questions that you want answered, tweet Paul at the Paul Gough using the hashtag AskPG. You can also find all of these details over in today's show notes. All right, until next time, have a wonderful day.